Previously on the Hypnagogue podcast.
Next time out, I am pretty sure I'm going to add something from the new album from Steve Roach and Soraya. Maybe I'll open the show with it if I remember that I even said this.
And now, Hypnagogue podcast 468.
Thank you. Thank you.
And here you are at the halfway point of Hypnagogue podcast number 468. My name is John Shanahan. I am your host, trying to bring you the best ambient, electronic, and contemporary instrumental music. I told you last time out that I was going to give you something from the new album from Steve Roach and Soraya. It is called Curandero, a fantastic blend of Steve's sound worlds and Soraya's throat singing techniques. Cannot say enough good things about this album. I love the primal / tribal ambient stuff anyway, always have. This album, it puts me in mind of a lot of Steve's Fever Dream series, which I very much enjoyed. And this is just, it's just such powerful sonic medicine when you dive into it. I looped it a couple of times, and it just had a deep effect on me, and I hope you will have that same feeling when you listen to this album. The track that I gave you is called Step Traveler. After that, Lepanto Ensemble with Three, it's the third track, from Fragile Objects in a Harsh Environment. After that, Larkin Lyre, who you've heard here before as Larkin Lyre, and also in his secret identity as Matthew LaBarge. The new album is called While We Were There, and that was Deep Sleep of Countless Dreams. Another album that absolutely just blew me away when I listened to it is the new one from Marek Manowski. It's called Lake, and the track I gave you was Lake 4. This is one of those albums I stopped in the middle of listening to it, and I got on Facebook, and I posted a link to the album and said, You need to hear this, and I stand by that now as I sit here talking to you. Just a fantastic, it's not probably technically an analog synth album, but it has that wonderful old school analog feel to it. You will get distinct Tangerine Dream vibes off this. Just a really nice deep ride. Again, it's called Lake from Marek Manowski. And Peter Phippen and Ivar Lindé Jr. have teamed up here before, but they have not, until now, added the wonderful ethereal chanteuse Paulina Fay. They all come together on an album called The Phantom Moon, the track I dug out of that after listening to it a couple of times and wondering which track I was going to give you, is called Longing Cries. Well, as I sit here, I'm not entirely sure if I'm going to keep going with some new stuff. Pursuant to what I said on the last episode, I did download some more stuff, and there's some good stuff in there, stuff I know I'm going to share with you. I'm going to leave you in suspense for a moment and figure out which way I'm going to go. One way or the other, I'm going to keep going on Hypnagogue Podcast 468.
Thank you.
Okay, by a show of hands, how many of you feel that that was music from The Holding Tanks? Okay, good, hands down. And now raise your hand if you believe that this was from The Library. Oh, interesting. I have to say, this is one of the things that I enjoy about this type of music, is that there's nothing that really gives away all that much, like when it was from, if it's new, if it's old. This is why, and I recommend that you do this, this is why I often go into the Hypnagogue Archives at archive.org. If you go to hypnagoguepodcast.com, on the right-hand side, there's like a menu of stuff, and there is a link to the archives. And it's from shows 3 to 325, I think, by now. Round about that. Anyway, you can go there and you can listen to any of the old shows that you wish. And I do that, and I like that I feel like I'm hearing it again sometimes for the first time. Obviously, there are some tracks you go, oh, yeah, that's right, I love that track. Don't remember playing it, but I love that track. Anyway, the answer is we went into the library. Yes, we did. Why? I don't know. I was feeling that way. We started off with Fossil Hunting Collective from their 2022 release, Cyanotype. That track was Morgania. And then, like, virtually right out of the gates, running second, ladies and gentlemen, it was, of course,
An Artist, John Forgot.
And let me tell you, it's a good one. That was Nashat Salman from the album Universal Melodies, Volume 1. The track was Chasing, and that has sat unloved since 2015. Mm-hmm. That is correct. I've had that album for 10 years, and I have not played it. So, as always, apologies, and welcome, Nashat Salman, to the annals of artists John Forgot. Synth NL came after that, with Reentry from their release Apollo. I really like that album. It pings a lot of my nostalgia centers. A lot of good energy. This next album, if you go to hypnagoguepodcast.com, you know I always keep the links there in the playlists. I believe this is out of print. I dug around and I could not find it. Of course, you can get it through resellers. I don't link to resellers. Anyway, it was Larry Kuchar's with Temple Dance 42 off of Unit IA-42. And the kind of the drumishness of that got me in mind of some Byron Metcalf and Mark Seelig. Their album Persistent Visions from 2019, that was Vision 4. The Larry Kuchar's release, by the way, I forgot to mention, goes back to 2011. It's funny, in trying to find a link for you, I came across the review that I wrote about that album back in January of 2012. You don't need to care, I just found that interesting. After Byron and Mark, there was Ayari with the title track from Ostara. That goes back to 2018. Another title track, Tomorrow Everything Could Be Different, from Sven Laux and Fionn, their collaboration from 2022. Carried the piano theme into Lyle Scardino's Atlas off of 2019's Pollux Piano. And we closed out with another 2019 release, David Helpling's excellent, excellent guitar-based album, Rune. That track was B. That's the way we wrap it up this time around, Hypnagogue Podcast number 468. If you have not subscribed to the podcast already, may I request that you do so? It's not for me. It's so that you don't miss any of this great music, whether I am playing you the new stuff that's come in for consideration or digging back into the vast and dusty Hypnagogue Podcast archives, where clearly some people sit in a quiet corner and I forget about them for years and years. You can always go to hypnagoguepodcast.com and put your email address in the little box on the right-hand side that ensures that you will have new releases sent to you directly to your inbox. Science is on the job. And like I mentioned, I do keep an archive on archive.org. The link is also at hypnagoguepodcast.com. Tons and tons of music there. You could go check that out as well. And while I'm talking about that and talking about hypnagoguepodcast.com, you should also go to the links page there and check out other shows, other streams, other ways to enjoy this great music. I'm John Shanahan. I'm coming back around real soon with another big batch of music. And until that time, my beautiful friends, I bid you all peace and power.